This is the inspiring message for the week of February 4th. We continue to learn from Reverend Henry about equipping the saints. I think this is such a great series because we all need to learn what kind of equipment we need to function in this complex world. The theme of the sermon this week, which will be the fourth in the series, is meeting Jesus again. The Bible verse that the sermon is based on is from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. And this is at the end of the chapter. At the beginning, Jesus is recruiting the disciples. And I feel like they're trying to figure out who they are in relationship to each other and who exactly Jesus is. And so Jesus provides, again, a great teaching moment for all of us on how we should focus our life. So again, Luke 6, verses 46 through 49. "And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts upon them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation upon the rock. And when a flood arose, the river burst against that house and could not shake it, because it had been well built. But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house upon the ground without any foundation, and the river burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great." So again, in sync with the other sermons that we've heard in this series, I think we're asked to look at what foundation are we building our lives on? And is it one of rock or is it one of sand? And I think some of the earlier sermons have pointed us in the direction that when we build our house on the foundation of our religion, our faith, our kindness, our compassion with others, we're building on a rock. And building on a house of sand is one where we're looking too much at possessions, at our status, and the other things that we know are very transitory, but are certainly difficult, of course, to push away from our lives. So again, a good chance on a very snowy, cold Indiana week to just sit down and reflect for a while on where we're headed and the foundation that we've built our beliefs on. It does seem to me like many of the people that I interact with, unfortunately, in this day and age, have built a lot of the foundation on anger over one issue or another. Just pick one. And it seems to me that that is an issue that we all need to deal with. And we need to listen to the verse just before the one that I read to you to kind of give us some guidance on diminishing the anger and turning more toward love and kindness. So in verse 45 of Luke 6, "The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart." So let's find goodness, kindness, and compassion filling our hearts this week and sharing that treasure with others.